It's November 9th, 1995. I'm Heather Amarode interviewing Mildred Shrum about the cotton mill life at Dwight Mill in Alabama City, Gadsden. She grew up in the mill village, and her mother and father worked at the cotton mills. Also, her husband, Charles Shrum, also grew up and worked in the mill, as did his dad. This is what the oral interview will be based on. Tell me a little bit about your dad and how he got started in the cotton mill and how old he was and what he did. Anything that you can remember about him.
My dad was around 20 when he began working at the cotton mill. And he was originally from Cottonville, Alabama. That's around Tuscaloosa. And he was a supervisor, or they called him second hand at that time. And he worked from 3 to 11. That was a second shift. They had 7 to 3 and 3 to 11 and 11 to 7. And he was paid in cash, and they had a company store out by the mill in which you could buy groceries or clothing or whatever and charge. And they would take the house rent, which was very cheap, and the whatever you owed the company store out of your pay. You never did see it. And they paid in cash what was left from your taken out thing. And when he worked a long time, he retired before the mill closed, and because of his age. But he did not belong to the union. They had a union, and the supervisors were not able to belong.
What was the mill village houses like? Like painted? Were they nice, comfortable? Did you have yards? Tell me about the roads and the condition of all the houses, and just tell me what it was like growing up in the mill.
The house that we lived in was 5 rooms, and you paid by each of the number of rooms. I believe it was $1 a room. And my brother slept in a room, me and my sister slept, and then my mother and dad had a room. And they were kept, the cotton mill kept them painted inside and out. They always looked nice. And it was pretty comfortable, but there was no air conditioning. You heated the house with a fireplace, or they had these large heaters. They call them warm morning heaters. You put coal or wood in them, and it would heat almost the whole house. And there was no air conditioning. You just had to open the windows and let the breeze come in. But we had a nice yard, and you could make a garden. You could have a cow, chickens, even pigs, and that supplemented your food, you know, because you didn't make a whole lot of money, and of course there wasn't a whole lot to buy anyway.
Did your mother do all the meats and like kill the chickens, and did y'all have a smokehouse? Did she tend to all that kind of stuff?
Well, we had a smokehouse, but my dad taking care of the meat part, but my mother would kill the chickens and pluck them and cook them and so forth.
So did she work at the mill?
Sometimes she worked, not regular. Maybe in the summertime when the children were home, you know, the oldest one would watch out for the others, and but she didn't work regular all the time. And we enjoyed what little we had, and it was.
What about the condition of the roads? And
well, the roads were dirt, and they were real muddy when it rained. But we just learned to stay out of the mud. And finally, we got to. There was no indoor plumbing at first, and finally, the cotton mill put in baths. Running water.
What did you do before there wasn't plumbing?
Well, you had to go outside. They had a little house outside.
Was it per house had like an outhouse?
Yeah.
And what about baths and stuff?
Well, you had use a tub. Bring it in and heat your water and pour it in there.
Oh, okay.
And you got used to it, but then we got the bathrooms, it was really nice.
Yeah. Did the garden supplement a lot of the groceries, or did y'all buy a lot of canned goods, or did you buy a lot of groceries at the grocery store? Or?
Not a lot, but you would have your garden, you would can or, you know, put up stuff for the winter time. And of course you buy
sugar and
meal and flour and things like that.
How many were in your family? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were six. Well, there were seven. And the little doll girl died when she was five, I believe. She had the measles.
So was there a lot of sickness? Can you remember any epidemics going around the male village? Or?
Well, usually just measles and whooping cough children diseases is all. But we had two doctors that came out of the, had an infirmary at the cotton mill. And I had two doctors and a nurse regular, and the doctors made house calls. Anytime you call them, they put you on a list and come out as soon as they could, you know.
And those were, they're the cotton mill, the
doctors
were.
Yeah, we didn't have to pay for them. They were, the cotton mill paid them. And, but the diseases were not prominent then.
Yeah.
And, so everybody was pretty healthy. And, we had, high school and grammar school, and all my brothers and sisters finished high school, and two of them went on to college and taught school.
They were both teachers?
Yeah. Well, one, the boy was finally made a coach, and he went to Florida and did very well. And all the children in the neighborhood went to school, and most of them a lot of them didn't finish. They quit when they got to high school and go to work in a cotton mill to help the family out, you know. Especially if it was a large family, they would quit school and go to work in the cotton mill. And some of them went real early, around 12 years old and 13, and just whenever they thought they could get a job and work. And
tell me about growing up in the Mill Village, like the kids, y'all went to church, where you went to church, anything that you can remember that happening up at the Mill Village, where you bought groceries, the stores, entertainment, that kind of thing.
Well, growing up, we didn't have a whole lot of things to do, but we did go to church, and it was Dwight Baptist. It was named after the cotton mill, and we would have parties at the church, you know, little get-togethers for the children and so forth. And most of the people were about the same, not poor, and I believe you would call it middle class. And so we all just did what we could, and we'd play in the streets and play ball and so forth. And the cotton mill had a bell, a large bell, and it would ring every night at 9 o'clock. Everybody had to be home by then, especially all the children and teenagers, so there was nothing mean going on then. And it would ring for church time, and at noon on Wednesday, every day, every Wednesday. You knew it was Wednesday when that bell rang. But you had to be home by 9 o'clock or you'd get your bottom whipped. And the store, where you could get anything in there, groceries, shoes, clothing, and everything, and you could charge it, and it would come out of your pay, out of your pay. And there were other stores, but mostly people went to the company store because you'd get everything there, and then they'd charge it too. And the entertainment, there wasn't a whole lot to do, but the mill had a baseball team, and my brother played on it, and he was pretty good. They had a nice field with the stands and everything, and people would always go down there and watch the ball game and have a big time then. We would go swimming at the creek because we didn't have a swimming pool and everything, and it was down at Black Creek, and that's where the churches would baptize people. Like if they joined the church, they would take them down there and baptize them. Of course, that was a big thing too. Everybody went to see that and was pleased that, you know, people would join and be baptized. But we had a lot of fun swimming in there, and like you do today, you have just a lot of fun, especially in the creek, because you had a lot of water and everything.
It was cold.
Yeah. And
I read in some of the research I was doing that there was a company library, and that was a big thing back then, because I read that it was one of the first libraries opened in the county. Do you remember using the library or anything about the library?
I don't remember using it, but I remember that my husband's father was a librarian at night, and it would stay open, I believe, till about 9 o'clock. And it was named Nichols Library, and it's still here in Alabama City. And people used to go there and read and contact with each other. And my husband would go up and stay with his father sometimes, and he would help clean up the library and build the fire and so forth. And he really liked to read, and he read a lot, and his father read all the time.
Well, I guess that was a big thing back then, getting to read all kinds of books.
Yeah.
People didn't just have books like they do today.
Didn't have the money to buy them, and they wasn't that, you know, plentiful either. So,
and the company owned that.
Yeah.
They started that.
And furnished
library.
The books and so forth.
Did your brothers and sisters work at the mill too?
Yes, all of them, but one brother. And he was the baby, and by that time he was born and old enough, well, there was other things for him to do. But none of us worked very long at a time, because my brothers, when they were in high school, they joined the National Guard and would have guard duty every so often, and that would help supplement the money for our household, our home. And so they just worked a little while, and then, two of the brothers went to college, but one of them didn't finish. But he got a baseball scholarship, the one that played ball, and he went to South Alabama and played pro ball for a little while. And then he came back, and he went into service. And then when he came home from service, he went to work at Goodyear as a supervisor. And then the other brother, he was in service, but when he got out, well, he finished his college and went into coaching. And then my sister finished college, and she taught school. And me and my other sister, we just worked in stores. We worked at the cotton mill, but we didn't like it because it was dusty and cotton flying, and my hair was looked like a snowball, and it was just real uncomfortable working there, so we just both quit and went to stores.
And that's why y'all quit the mill, because of the
condition, working condition.
And it was hard work?
Yeah.
When did you start the mill, working at the mill?
I believe in 40.
1940? And you worked there a couple of years,
yeah, couple
I guess?
A couple of years. Uh-huh. It was during the war. And that kind of helped out, since all the younger men went off to war, you know. And Charles, my husband, quit and joined the Navy. And he was gone 4 years. And when he come back, he went back to work up there. But he decided that wasn't what he wanted. So we went to Birmingham, and he went to refrigeration school under the GI Bill. And we lived there about 4 years, and then came back to Alabama City.